Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, good evening and good morning in parts of the world here on Sports Byline USA, Sports Byline broadcast, Sirius XM and the American Forces Radio Network. Marty Terrell along the way on a Muggsy's Pizza House and Irish Sports Pub Wednesday as Pleasant Hill, Iowa. They've got NCAA March Madness coming up as well, and St. Patrick's Day right around the corner on a Muggsy's Wednesday. We get it going here across the country and around the world. Our producer is Dominic Jimenez. He's out in San Francisco. We continue our Midwestern Iowa road shows through the month of February and into March with a lot to get to. And, you know, listen, spring training has sprouted up, pitchers and catchers. You know, you're starting to see teams like the Red Sox. You know, they play Northeastern University. They'll play a game against Boston College, with those college baseball teams getting ready for their seasons down south in Florida and out in the Southwest in Arizona, across Scottsdale, Mesa, Tempe, Surprise, you know, you name it, they're out there. So spring training's underway. James Bailey, a former editor at Baseball America, has got a new book out on debuts. He really has done a phenomenal job with this book on what players do in their debut years. And there was a Jeremy Peña youngster with the world champion Astros who had a debut for all time. So we'll kind of dissect that book, give James Bailey a hit here coming up after, right after the break. We'll get to James Bailey. We look forward to that. Again, formerly with Baseball America, he's authored, I think, three or four books and has really done a nice job. So grateful for the opportunity with another book author to stop by as we get it going here. So, and as far as college basketball is concerned, don't look now here. You know, we're going to be planted right here in Des Moines with this regional at Wells Fargo Arena. And, you know, listen, the homespun talent here is Iowa State and Iowa. And I'll tell you, Iowa State's going the wrong way. They got absolutely throttled by the Texas Longhorns last night. They did not have Caleb Grill, who's got a bum back, and they just did not shoot the ball. And Longhorns blew them out last night down in Austin. So there you go. And they're going the wrong way. North Carolina's going the wrong way. We got a ton to get to. We'll do some college buckets a little bit later on. Last segment of the day, Dom's download, so we'll get it going here on a Wednesday into a Thursday. Sports Byline broadcast across the country and around the world into the night in the early morning hours here on Sports Byline.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Big features, big ink, big savings. That's what you get when you buy an HP printer at Staples. Like the HP SmartTank 7301. You can connect, work, and boost your productivity. The HP SmartTank delivers seamless printing and quality color documents at a low cost. Plus, you get 2 years of ink right out of the box. And now, for a limited time, save $90 on the HP SmartTank 7301 at Staples. For the best deals on a huge selection of HP printers, go to Staples. Offer good in-store and online. Ends 2/25.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Wednesday into a Thursday across the country and around the world. Sports Byline broadcast, American Forces Radio Network worldwide. And again, later on tonight, Sirius XM and Digital 967 after all the college hoops. And the NHL goes final. We'll be on the Digital 967 on Sirius XM's play-by-play deck. So we look forward to that. James Bailey, outstanding work on Major League debuts, 2023 edition. Some 303 players made their debuts, and like Dominic, the producer, told me down the line, each and every one of these players got tracked by and registered here in the book by James Bailey. And James, nice enough to give us a few moments here this afternoon here on Calling All Sports, Sports Byline broadcasting around the country and across the world on the American Forces Radio Network. James, Marty Terrell, thanks for popping on. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I appreciate you popping on. And what made you do this book? I mean, seriously, and you're coming around with round two, great novel concept. I know broadcasters, writers, and baseball junkies like myself and others love this stuff. What spawned this idea?
I don't know. I just kind of figured there wasn't really anything exactly like it. I've heard it described by someone as a complimentary piece to some of the, the hardcore prospect books, and I think that's a good way to look at it. Trying to fill in the background and the backstories, there's just a lot of interesting stories out there.
Yeah, and, debuts, debuts, if you think about it, everyone's got one. If you make it to the show, you made the show. You're in the big leagues, you're going to make your debut. When you think of debuts, and I'm going to get into Jeremy Pena here because it's one story that you simply cannot avoid, and I want to get to that. But when you think of debuts, man, some are disastrous, and, some are like Jeremy Pena and a few others are just off the charts and come out of the clouds, right or wrong.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jeremy Pena had big shoes to fill at taking over for Correa at shortstop there. And he did a pretty good job, Gold Glove, it's kind of hard to top that, although he did top it in October. He was a World Series MVP. Hit 20 home runs. I mean, the guy had a great season. So they know what they're getting now this year when he comes in. But there were, you had Julio Rodriguez, you had Adley Rutschman, Michael Harris. There were a lot of really great debuts last year.
Yeah, they really were. And some of these kids delivered in, you know, pressure cooker situations. There's no question about it. Is there any, not a formula, but, you know, I've often been told a lot of guys now will jump right from AA and get to the show, that sometimes AAA is obviously, you know, in theory, you're closest to making your debut when you get to AAA. But oftentimes, guys at AAA, you know, are at the end of the line, or they might plug in a place when rosters go to 40 in September. Do you see that now, that guys are making debuts coming out of, like, the AA more so than AAA? How do you see it?
There's a lot of both. I mean, Harris is a guy who skipped over. He jumped in May from AA, and he was great from the start. And then you have a lot of guys are coming AAA. Big, you know, the teams are using AAA as sort of a expansion of their bullpen. You know, a lot of relievers who are just bouncing back and forth because they're short on pitchers. So they, you know, use a guy for a day, shoot him back to AAA, bring him back a couple weeks later. So I think they're using AAA rosters differently now.
Yeah, no question. You know, are there certain markets where, and I grew up in New England, lifelong Red Sox fan, full disclosure, I'm in Iowa now. In fact, I look out the studio window here, I can see the lights at Principal Park, the old Sick Taylor Field, home to the Iowa Cubs. I love minor league baseball. I've been to a lot of minor league ballparks. I absolutely love it. That's why this book, when it was brought across my desk, I said, man, this is a gem. You know, it kind of reminds me of Blue Ribbon, a college basketball thing. That's like a preview book, but it gets into a lot of the real detail, which baseball fans, whether you're into sabermetrics or if you're into fantasy, or if you're just a hardcore baseball fan, man, James, this, like you said, this is a great complimentary piece. So my question is, some markets are tough to make debuts. You make your debut in Boston, expectations are off the charts. New York with the Mets or the Yankees or the Phillies. And yet in some markets, I got to think Miami, Tampa might be different. The Angels might be different than debuting with the Dodgers. So give me a conceptual kind of a theory about where a guy makes a debut pursuant to venue, and do you think it impacts how they perform, good or bad?
I think you're on to something. Obviously, the bigger the market, the more pressure there is. Boston might be about to swing around. I don't know. Their expectations are coming back down a little bit, perhaps. But you have some teams where half their roster is guys making their debut. Look at Oakland. I mean, everybody there is breaking in because they don't want to pay anybody very much money. So, but the Los Angeles Dodgers, they hardly used any. I think they had the fewest debuts last year because there just wasn't any place to put anyone. They were set everywhere. So it's market, and it's also where the team is and what they're trying to accomplish. So, Cubs, if you're talking to Iowa, you probably saw a lot of these guys. They had quite a few players come up and make debuts last year.
No question. Here's the other thing, too. There's situational debuts. I mean, guys make debuts on a short notice. Some guys make debuts as part of the September roster expansion. I think sometimes we have to put context into debuts, do we not?
You do. And then last year was a big one for context. There were a couple of different reasons guys were making debuts last year that probably won't happen again. The lockout had such a short spring training year.
Great point.
Expanded
Great
the rosters
point.
By two for the first month of the season. So you had a lot of guys, right, especially pitchers coming up, because pitchers weren't stretched out enough to, you know, I mean, if you got five innings out of a starting pitcher last April, that was a big deal. So you had a lot of guys making debuts in the first month, and then they cut the rosters back to 26 at the beginning of May. You also had a situation where guys couldn't cross the border if they weren't vaccinated. So there were a bunch of guys that made debuts as fill-ins going up to Toronto. There was a series in July with the Royals going to Toronto where they had 10 guys that couldn't cross the border. So
I remember that.
There were a
yep.
number of guys who debuted, and I think there were a couple guys last year who debuted for series in Toronto, and that was the only time they played up here in the big league. So that gave them an opportunity they wouldn't have had otherwise. When you're talking about September now, the rules have changed There is no, you know, it's not an open deal anymore. Like, you can pull 40 guys up. They only can add two guys for September. So,
right,
so that has changed quite a bit. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, this is a gem of a book. It is. I mean, fantastic. You know, you've got a great writing career, and you found a niche here, man. I love this. I have a PDF version, and it's staying right where it is on my phones and computers. Here's the one more for you. I would love to see, you know, I grew up with the idea, you know, the Red Sox way back when had the Goldust twins, Jim Rice and Fred Lynn. Guess what? There was a sophomore jinx among some of their most prized prospects. Not that you're going to take this book a step further, but hey, you make a great debut. Is the sophomore jinx for real, or have you even taken a look at that?
I think there's something to it for some guys, but I think there's a lot of variables there, and you probably can't always forecast that. Maybe some guys think it's a little too easy and get complacent. You could have injury factors that they didn't face as a rookie, but let's hope that we don't see that for guys like Julio Rodriguez and Michael Harris. They're fun guys to watch.
All right, give me five guys that had great debuts that you think will continue on as their career goes into year number two. Can you do five real quick for me? You don't have to give me all the stats. Just give me five guys who you think are going to build off pretty solid debuts. I think you've mentioned two or three already. I think Pena's a lock. I mean, he's phenomenal.
I think he's going to do better. I mean, as well as he did in the postseason, I think there was room for improvement and getting on base throughout the season. I like Bryson Stott as a guy. If you look at his second half, Adley Rutschman had a great second half. I like Hunter Green quite a bit. And if you look at what he did over the last, he spent a little time out with a shoulder injury. And after he came back from that, he was really good down the stretch. And then we already talked about Rodriguez and Harris. You've got, there were a lot of exciting rookies last year. So it's going to be fun to watch them this year as sophomores.
Yeah, what's going on with Jeter Downs in Boston? I'm getting a little off topic here, but the kid came in so much ballyhooed. Do you have an idea? Would you fade him right now, or do you think this kid's going to realize his potential?
I wouldn't bet too much on him right now. He does seem like the stock on him, he's fallen quite a bit. I think he was claimed by the Nationals on waivers over the offseason. And, you know, I mean, maybe he can find an opportunity there and do something. But he did get chances in Boston, and he just didn't take advantage of them. He doesn't seem like the same guy he was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's interesting. Listen, James, you did a great job with this. We appreciate it. I hope we can get you back on. Thank you very much. Baseball spring training underway. Season's right around the corner. We're going to keep pumping the book for you, and we appreciate it. Nice work. Let's do it again soon. Thank
you,
sir.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Great job. Excellent job. Coming back. James Bailey, check it out. Debuts of Major League Baseball players. It's the 2023 edition. All their debuts, every single player, and their debut, what they did as part of their debut in 2022. Here on Sports Byline, we come right back. Don't go away.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town.
And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All right, game watch tonight. If you're in central Iowa tonight, Iowa, Wisconsin, that game will tip at 8 local time. Muggsy's Pizza House, Irish Sports Pub. I'm not going to even mention the weather. The weather all over the country is shaky at best. So I'm not going to pretend that it's a great night to head out and about. But they're open and they're going to be there. And Muggsy's Pizza House, Irish Sports Pub will have a game watch tonight, Iowa, Wisconsin. 44 plasma TVs. Check it out. It'll be absolutely phenomenal. What wasn't phenomenal last night was Iowa State. Listen, they Lenardi at bracketology. He's had him at as a four seed. I think that's a pipe dream right now. I mean, you Cyclone fans thinking that you're going to get a four seed right now. I mean, come on. They've lost 7 of 11. Last night was a disaster. Got out to a 10-4 lead and, then gave up, 14-0 run. Just a train wreck. Longhorn Network had it last night, which was impossible. I mean, you get the ESPN Plus, you get all these packages. I can't sort it out. And so I'm all fired up. Get home from a meeting, all fired up, and just locked and loaded, ready to go. And I watch Michigan State, Indiana. I mean, can the Longhorn Network, I'm going to go nuts. I'm going to go crazy on this. It drives me crazy. Okay, so you've got your basic YouTube. Okay, I have a YouTube streaming package. I don't watch a TV. I just don't. I choose not to. I watch on a rather large, better than average size computer screen, phone and tablet. That's how I consume. It's just easier. You can get multiple games. You can split screens. And so I went the YouTube route. Love it. They're going to have the NFL ticket next year. So, blessing in disguise, or not even in disguise. It was a blessing. That's point number one. Number point two, you can, ESPN Plus, you've got all these packages. Can someone please explain to me what the Longhorn Network is even around for and why it would affect if we're in the Iowa market or if you're in the California market or you're in New England or Florida? I can understand, the only people that are going to buy the Longhorn Network are people in Texas and their alums and I guess some fans. I guess there's fans out there. But to me, it makes no sense. So I end up, fishing around the web, searching here, searching. I gave up. I just gave up. It's impossible. So they drive you cuckoo. So listen, I just go to the radio call and live with it. But you can't figure this out. I do know this. And I know Dom and I talked about it last week on one of his downloads, and that is this Bally Sports baseball thing. And I just busy today running around like a chick with my head cut off. I got to get John Orrand or one of the guys from Sports Business Journal to weigh in on that. Maybe I get Brock Hines, too. He's excellent on this. And in fact, I'll put a call into him. Because I think these regional sports network, if Bally Sports goes bankrupt, which it seems like they are, or they don't get bailed out, and I should Google it, but we'll do more on it like tomorrow and on Friday. But here's the bottom line. If they go out, Rob Manfred, the baseball commissioner, has already said, look, we're going to come in, we're going to bail them, you know, bail it out, we're going to bring it in Major League Baseball Network. Well, how is that going to affect your paid packages, all these things you buy, the extra innings package, all these other packages? They have to protect the sanctity of those spends because, I mean, if the people have already, you know, it's one of those things, you buy them in bulk or you buy them as you go along, you hit the buy button, and if Bally Sports goes out. But what I heard was, and I want to confirm this, is it's going to do away with these regional blackouts. I mean, if we're in Iowa, you can't see the Milwaukee Brewers here. And it's not like people, you know, here get out of work at 5 o'clock and drive up to Milwaukee to watch the game. It makes no sense. You know, I don't know how it works for in the San Francisco Bay Area, but I'm going to guess that, you know, you probably can't get some of the A's games and you probably can't get some of the, I don't know. California's a huge state. Dodgers, I don't know how Seattle affects, whether the Mariners are blacked out. I have no idea. Who knows? For all I know, Colorado gets blacked out. It's just crazy. There's no rhyme or reason. In New England, you know, it's crazy because you get down into the Baltimore, Philadelphia, Washington area up to New England, you're going to have blackouts of Yankee games. You're going to have blackouts of Red Sox games. You're going to have blackouts of Mets, Phillies, Orioles, Nationals. And so on down the line. It's crazy. So we should get some clarification here pretty soon. The bottom line is make it available. Is baseball at a point? Here's the question I want to ask you. Is baseball now at a point? It's been supplanted by football as America's pastime. I mean, baseball is no longer number one. So you mean to tell me you're starved for fans and you can tell me about the ballpark capacity and all this other stuff, and you could quote social media figures and all this other stuff that they puff up for their advertising partners. I get it. We're in that industry. I get that. My point is, make it available. Make the games available. Some guy sitting in Wisconsin, if you black him out of a Cub game, you know, if he's, say he's up in the upper tier of Wisconsin, or he's in the upper peninsula of Michigan. I mean, the upper peninsula, it's 5 hours to get to Detroit. Show the damn games. Would you please? People want to watch the games. And if you know what, if you put the home, you put the game into someone's home or on their phone or on their computer or their tablet, you know what, you got a good chance you might sell them a ticket or two. You might sell them a partial season ticket plan, or the community might put together a bus trip and bring fans to the game. I mean, I'm sick of watching games, and I see, you know, in April, May, and June, you see 20,000 empty seats, and then the game, you can't see it on TV. It makes no sense to me. They have got to give their heads a collective scratch and get that ironed out. I will promise you I'm going to do the due diligence and do the work to figure out exactly in real time tomorrow on this program where the Bally Sports regional, it's the old Fox Network footprint. And then, you know, they regionalized it, Fox Sports North, Fox Sports South, Fox Sports Rocky Mountain, Fox Sports New England. Some of these people are now under the NBC umbrella. The others are under Bally Sports. They're regional sports networks. They had a lot of times pre, halftime, and post game shows on their play-by-play. And it's great content, and especially if you're a supplanted New Englander like me. I love to watch Nesson, you know, catch the Red Sox games. Great. So we'll see how that goes, and I'll bring you up to speed tomorrow because I know a lot of people are interested, and it's getting a lot of clicks and was getting a lot of play. Unless there's an update during the commercial break, I'll check to see if there's even a quick update on that. So we look forward to it. You know, when I was talking to James Bailey to back up on that base, I just did this research, and I'm obsessed with this Jeremy Pena kid. He's from Providence, Rhode Island. He's from the Dominican. Then his family moved to Rhode Island. Not exactly a baseball hotspot. He goes to the University of Maine. Okay, and don't forget, he had that home run when they closed out Seattle, that 18-inning game. You remember that zip-zip game? I mean, everybody was watching football. I wasn't. I was captivated by that game. Well, it was Pena who hit the solo home run off another debut pitcher, Penn Murphy of Seattle. And then Pena, again, becomes the MVP of the American League Championship Series, and then he's the MVP of the World Series. He is the first guy ever to capture both MVPs of ALCS and World Series in the American League. Ironically, there's eight in the National League. But Jeremy Pena had a hell of a debut. He really and truly did. Phenomenal debut. I love that word, phenomenal. All right, we'll come back. Dom's Download. We'll go around the world of sports. The NFL, obviously, is going to be heating up with the, you know, listen, free agency's coming. And we'll kind of pick up with Chapter 2. We started it yesterday. Obviously, Lamar Jackson. You know, we're going to see where the franchise tags are going to be handed out. You know, guys looking for that major payday. I don't like that that tag. That franchise tag can oftentimes create a lot of animosity between said player and ownership and coaches and, you know, front office people. So we'll see how that ultimately shakes out down the pike with free agency coming up. We look forward to it. All right, we will do that, and we'll come back on the other side. Don't forget, Game Watch tonight, College Hoops, 44 Plasma TVs, Bugsy's Pizza House and Irish Sports Pub, 2.5 miles northeast of the historic Iowa State Fairgrounds. Wednesday night into Thursday, Game Watch, Wisconsin, Iowa, in Madison. We look forward to it. We come back here. This portion of the show is presented by Vanguard Utility Partners 2 and Randy Byrne at VanguardUtilityUP.com. Check it out. VanguardUtilitiesUP.com here on Calling All Sports, Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM and the American Forces Radio Network.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking, but now it's like 3 miles and no latte's worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me like it's a scheduled activity. This morning, my neighbor asked me what I'm doing, and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total average rates.
All right, that's why you know we call him the crack producer, Dominic Jimenez. He's already got the information. We will get to him in a moment. I want to tell you about Destination Grill now. We got some exciting things coming up as part of, well, the whole springtime and baseball. And, of course, Des Moines, Iowa is going to be a regional first and second round of the men's tournament. We'll be all over these Midwestern teams. You know, we're kind of like your Midwestern show, even though we sprinkle into New England and the whole country and the world. We do have kind of a Midwest flavor. And, of course, you got the other overnight folks. You know, they cover the Arizona Southwest, and then we got the L.A. guys, and then we get contributors from New England. So kudos to Darren Peck and everybody, Ron Barr and the producers, Dominic and Daniel Ogden. You know, we get good guests, and we really do work hard at giving you a different kind of flavor, a different approach to sports talk radio here on Sports Byline, Sirius XM and American Forces Radio Network. All right, Destination Grill. So we're reaching out to everybody who's going to be descending on Iowa and those eight key teams that come into the market here. Destination Grill, folks, is unbelievable, and you're going to hear me talking about it in the weeks ahead. The general manager there is John Ann, and her last name is Granillo, G-R-A-N-I-L-L-O. John Ann Granillo. What they have is like a Wednesday. Today is Wineful Wednesday. Check out the wine specials. And then on Thursdays, you get the taco and tequila. And then Fridays, it's prime rib. Friday and Saturday, prime rib. And don't forget, they have the most incredible brunch in the Midwest, 9 to 3 on Saturday and Sunday. It's a la carte. And they have the $5 Bloody Mary Bar. It's called Destination Grill. Okay? It's right off of 141. All right? Highway 141 in Grimes, Iowa, just a little bit west and west northwest of Des Moines, Iowa. Check it out. Destination Grill, and they sponsor Dominic's Download, and they will be a guest this Friday. We are going to spotlight them, and John Ann Granillo will be with us during our last segment on Friday. Very excited about that. All right, let's get to them. Dom, what did you find out about the Bally Sports Networks?
Hey, Marty. Yeah, so just really quick, I did a search for like 3-4 minutes. So it's not a deep dive, but I did find that there, in terms of coverage, 15 teams in MLB are on Bally Sports, 16 teams in the NBA, 12 in NHL, 4 WNBA, and 5 NFL. And the NFL obviously is regionalized coverage and teams, because, you know, those are typically on two and your national channels, 2 and 5. But that's the amount of teams that would be impacted if Bally Sports were to go kaput.
Was there any update insofar as where they were in their reorganization of their finances? Did it say anything, or did you not see?
No, this was I didn't look at articles or anything, but there was a nice chart that I found in terms of the teams and the networks within Bally, like, you know, Bally, San Diego, and stuff like that. So that was all I found and all I looked into so far. I don't have an update on the restructuring.
Okay, so give me the baseball ones again real quick. How many?
15 baseball teams.
That's huge. That's half the league.
Yeah.
That's half the league. All right, next. What was the other one? How many basketball?
16. Again, half the league.
Half the league. I mean, this is monumental. All right, how about after that? What did you have?
I had 12 NHL teams, almost half the league.
Almost half, yeah.
Four WNBA.
Yeah, that's right, because Minnesota, the Lynx, I think Vegas, Arizona for sure.
I'll give you the teams.
New York.
The Phoenix Mercury.
Yep, Phoenix. Minnesota.
Indiana Fever.
Okay.
Minnesota Lynx. And the Atlanta Dream.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, was that it?
And five NFL teams have some form of coverage impacted also.
And that would probably be preseason games with the NFL, right? Because it's always network. It's always CBS or Fox.
Yeah, this chart says team-related shows and or game replays only. That impacts the Buccaneers, the Rams, the Minnesota Vikings doesn't have an asterisk, so that one might be just full regionalized coverage for them, and the Cleveland Browns and the Detroit Lions.
Interesting. Yeah, and I've watched the Minnesota games, and I think you're right. I think, in fact, I know you're right about that. That is, they produce it. They absolutely do. You're exactly right. So, Dom, here's what I want to say to you. We're into the final week of February, and you're telling me that baseball hasn't got this sorted out yet? I mean, I'm going to do more research on this and make a few phone calls tomorrow, but, I mean, this is catastrophic. Now, the reason why I wanted to get into this with you, how are you guys impacted in San Francisco? Do you get all the give me the lay of the land with the Giants and the A's, if you could, if you know. What's their TV deal like?
So I don't know what the actual deal is like, but here in the Bay Area, we have it's a spinoff of what was once Comcast Sportsnet. Now it's NBC. NBC Sportsnet Bay Area is typically where the Giants are, and then ESPN. NBC Sports California is typically where the A's are. So I don't know the actual percentage of the games that are broadcast, but I would say a good portion of both teams are readily available on a night-by-night basis. Some games for the Giants also are on our local NBC affiliate too.
Okay, so you don't get any blackouts at all. Does any team get blacked out in your market?
So I don't know, because I don't know necessarily what the other channel options per se would be. I don't know who would carry other teams. I will say I have experienced a blackout with the WNBA. Last season I tried to watch the Storm at the Sparks in Los Angeles. Seattle, Los Angeles. I guess technically, geographically, two of the three teams closest to where I am in the Bay Area, with Vegas being
the other. It was
blacked out. It was blacked out, Marty. I wanted to watch Sue Bird and Breonna Stewart take on the Sparks.
I watched that game.
It was blacked out.
More than I wanted to, trust me.
Blacked out.
You know, it's stupid. Like I said, I'm sitting tonight, and if the Milwaukee Brewers were home, I would not be able to get the game. I'm not a Brewers fan. I'm just giving you as a point. You know, if they're playing Boston and I want to watch Boston and Milwaukee, I can't watch the game. Drives me absolutely crazy, unless, you know, you want to do something else here. I'm telling you what, it's going to be fascinating to watch to see how Major League Baseball handles this, or whether Bally can pull themselves out of this financial debauchery that they're involved in. Great job. That is excellent. You broke
really
it down
quick.
Perfectly.
Really quick, Marty.
What's
I'm going to step in and say baseball does nothing. This is not a new problem for baseball. I have mild empathy because the Dodgers are involved, but I have many friends in Los Angeles, and this isn't a new problem. It's been going on for years that you can't watch the game.
You're right. The blackout is – you're right. You're right about that. But I'm saying if Bally goes under and Major League Baseball, Manfred says he's coming in and Major League Baseball Network will take it over and distribute it regionally, they must be working on it right now, but they're being very, very quiet about it. And I just think the baseball fan ultimately it's got to know. I mean, people don't even know where to find games anymore. It's so damn confusing. I mean, yes, you got guides. I understand that. But, man, and I'm not old school insofar as I consume a lot of content, and I know my way around, you know, the internet. I know my way around, you know, the apps and stuff like that. But I'll give you an example. Last night I wanted to see that Iowa State-Texas game, and I thought the package, I could have sworn I had it, and I didn't. And then trying to navigate, and I don't know what the Longhorn Network's all about, but we're now going to see it, and the SEC's expanding. You know what you're going to see out there? I don't know how much of a college fan you are, but you're going to probably see the Pac-12 and the Big 12 merge, and that's going to be a television disaster, I guarantee. Because they'll have enough teams that, you know, they might get a deal like the Big 10. I mean, not as good as the Big 10, but they might. You never know. I don't know. You need a scorecard. If you want to watch sports, just be prepared to do a lot of searching, a lot of Googling, and come baseball season, I would say for the first month, a lot of people are going to be confused. They are going to be totally confused. So it's going to bear watching. And I'm not hearing a lot of discussion about this around the country. I don't think we're on a dead topic, but I think it's going to be a real important topic here in the next few weeks. All right, let's get to the NFL free agency part two. We talked about some of the high profile players, Dom, yesterday. You know, Saquon Barkley, you know, the bum knee, but they're saying, man, the guy, every time he touched the ball, it was 5 to 6 yards. The Giants obviously had a very interesting and a very good season. Daboll, Coach of the Year, much deserved. What about, you know, what about a guy like Barkley? Do you want to give him, do you tag him? Do you want to give him one of these huge contracts? Every time a running back gets a huge contract, you know as well as I do what happens. The guy gets hurt, he doesn't finish the contract, and you're out a ton of money. You know Barkley's representatives are going to want a huge signing bonus. Guaranteed money now is very much the parlance of the NFL. Major players, quarterbacks in particular, get guaranteed contracts. Deshaun Watson, to name at least one. Obviously, Brady. Eli Manning did at the end of his career. Aaron Rodgers does. Let's go to Barkley. Some of these running backs, some of these receivers. What do you do? Do you guarantee these guys big contracts?
So for Saquon Barkley, I'll say he's an exception because he was a top five pick. He was already making a lot of money. So an extension, in theory at least, is not going to add a ton more guaranteed money on a year-to-year basis that will handicap the New York Giants with their salary cap space and filling out the rest of the roster. I think a better example would be, maybe he's still a first-round pick, but you go to what Vegas, they turned down the fifth-year option for Josh Jacobs going into the season,
and now
Josh Jacobs is a free agent. I think he said, hey, if they want to franchise tag me and they bring in a quarterback, cool, I'm all for it. But he wants out because he wants to get paid, and I don't know if the Raiders are clearly not interested in paying him if they didn't even pick up his fifth-year option just to have options on the table for the Raiders. So Saquon has said he would like to come back to New York. I think that's one, not necessarily a hometown discount, but I think it's one of those situations where they'll agree to a deal that is beneficial to both sides. One thing teams need to be cautious of is overspending on, I don't want to call players average, but guys who are not Josh Jacobs and Saquon Barkley, the Miles Sanders, the David Montgomerys of the world. Mm-hmm. Those are not guys that you want to invest $10 million plus per season in. Yes, Miles Sanders, I'm personally not a fan. He had 1,000 yards rushing in the regular season. That's great. Playoffs, nowhere to be found when it mattered. Now they got to the Super Bowl, so they did just fine without his game-by-game impact. But those are the type of deals that I think you should watch for. I think Daniel Jones is an even bigger case to watch. He reported, this is all reports, he said, she said, he reportedly wants $45 million a year. Now, Daniel Jones took a large step forward this past year. No way am I giving Daniel Jones $45 million, especially if a good portion of that is guaranteed. Those are the type of contracts I would be weary of. A guy with a track record like Saquon and Jacobs, I feel a little bit better about investing money in, and they're both under 26, 27 still. They should have a little bit left on the tires.
All right, Miles Sanders, like you said, over 1,000 yards, great season. It looks like he could end up, he seriously could end up to talk of Miami. Bradbury could leave. The defensive coordinator is now the head coach of the Cardinals. Bradbury could be gone. The Eagles could have a bumpy offseason here.
Yeah,
this really could be very, very bumpy.
Yeah, and Hargreave, they're a great defensive tackle, a free agent also, too. They got a lot of holes to fill.
No question. All right, what do you do if you're Dallas with Pollard and Elliott? What do you do with those two running backs?
I let Zeke walk, and I re-sign Tony Pollard to not an exorbitant contract, but I make sure to keep Tony Pollard.
Downs Download, brought to you by the great folks at Destination Grill in Grimes, Iowa. DestinationGrillWithAnE.com. You locals here in the metropolitan across the state of Iowa, get to Destination Grill. Phenomenal. John Ann Granillo.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, talking the world of sports down the home stretch. Not a great night in the world of sports. We need the NBA to ratchet it up a notch. News and notes. Again, Iowa State, Wisconsin's pretty good game tonight. Again, I'm shilling locally. And by the way, Destination Grill also has the game too. And beautiful. A conference room and an event center. It's just absolutely beautiful place. Corporate meetings, weddings, all sorts of if you got a highly attended affair coming up and you're looking for a great restaurant, Destination Grill at Destination Grill with an E on the end, destinationgrill.com. Check it out. Anyways, NBA, look, Nate McMillan fired yesterday. Atlanta Joe Prunty is the interim coach. It looks like Quinn Snyder, former Jazz coach, played at Duke. He was in the G League for a while back when it was the D League. I think he coached in Austin. Longtime NBA assistant. He was on some benches as an assistant, and then ultimately he did a nice job at Utah. He really did. And stepped down after last year. They went with Will Hardy off the Celtics bench, a young guy out of a small college in the Northeast, Williams College up there in Williamstown, Massachusetts. Will Hardy doing a nice, decent job with Utah. They got off to a good start, but, you lose Donovan Mitchell, and obviously you make a deal for Westbrook, and then you waive Westbrook, obviously, to clear the cap space, and Westbrook signs with the Clippers. So that's where we are right now as the NBA. Look, the Celtics lead Milwaukee by half a game in the East. It's not a foregone conclusion. Boston's going to get that number one seed. The Bucks beat them last week. Of course, the Celtics had five starters or five significant minute accumulators on that roster. Smart, Tatum, Brown. I mean, they had a handful of, I don't even think Horford played. So, but right now, I think you got to put Boston and Milwaukee 1-2 in the pursuit for a title. We'll see about Phoenix and Durant, see how that shakes out. We'll see if the Lakers can come off the map. They're 13th right now. They'll be lucky to get into the playoffs. For Dominic Jimenez, and thanks to James Bailey on his Major League Baseball book on debuts, 2023 of Major League Players. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your evening across the country and around the world here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM and the American Forces Radio Network, presented by Destination Grill, Grimes, Iowa.